This is the Sakar Merli of the 6th of March 2026. Essence. Sweet children, become the true Salvation Army and take everyone from this world of sin across to that world of charity. Take the sunken boat of everyone across. Question. Which faith is number-wise in each child's intellect? Answer. The faith that the Purifier, our most beloved Baba, is giving us our inheritance of heaven. This faith is number-wise in each child's intellect. Even when they do have full faith, Maya is standing just ahead, and they forget the Father and fail. Those who have this faith engage themselves in making effort to become pure. It remains in their intellects that they have to go home. Om Shanti. Good morning, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children. You children know that every morning in the Golden Age is good. Every day is good. Everything is good. Good night. Everything is good. Here, it is neither a good morning nor a good night. The night is the worst. So, what is the best of all? Early morning, which is called Amrit Vela. Your every moment is good. You children know that at this time you are Yogeshwar and Yogeshwari. God, who is your Father, comes and teaches you yoga. That is, you children have yoga with God. By becoming Yogeshwar, you children come to know the Father, who is the God of knowledge, Gyaneshwar. Your yoga is connected to the Father, and he comes and explains to you the knowledge of the whole world cycle, through which you become gods of this knowledge. God the Father comes and teaches you children this knowledge and yoga. Which God? The incorporeal Father. You now have to do everything with your intellects. Gurus have many opinions. Some ask you to have yoga with Sri Krishna and will even give you a picture of Krishna. One of them is called Sai Baba and another is called Maharishi Baba. Someone is Baba for the Muslims. Another is Baba for the Parsis. They continue to call everyone Baba. They say all are God. You now understand that a human being cannot be God. Even Lakshmi and Narayan cannot be called a goddess and God. Only the incorporeal one is called God. He is the father of all of you souls. He is called Shiv Baba. You have been going to spiritual gatherings for birth after birth. There would definitely be a sannyasi or sage who is a pundit. They would understand that he is their guru and that he is telling them a religious story. There are no religious stories in the Golden Age. The Father sits here and explains. There is no sweetness experienced by just saying God or Ishwar. He is the Father, and so by your calling him Baba, this relationship is filled with love. You understand that you have become the children of Mama and Baba, through whom you receive the happiness of heaven. There is no other spiritual gathering where they believe that by going there they change from humans into deities or from the residents of hell into residents of heaven. You now have the company of the true Father, whereas everyone else has the company of falsehood. It is sung, the company of truth takes you across, and physical company drowns you. The Father says, become soul conscious, shed the consciousness of your bodies. I am teaching you children, you souls. The Supreme Spirit comes and gives this spiritual knowledge to you spirits. All the rest is the path of devotion. It is not the path of this knowledge. The Father says, I know all the Vedas and scriptures, and the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. I am the authority. Those people are authorities of the path of devotion. They study so many scriptures, etc., and so they are called authorities of the scriptures. The Father comes and tells you the truth. You now understand that the company of the truth takes you across, and that the company of falsehood drowns you. The Father is now salvaging Bharat through you children. You are the spiritual salvation army. The Father says, Bharat that used to be heaven has now become hell. It is drowning, but it isn't that it is under an ocean. You have become Tamopratan from Satopratan. The golden and silver ages are Satopratan. This is a big steamer. You are sitting in the steamer. This is a world of sin, because all are sinful souls. In fact, there is only one Satguru. No one knows him. They always say, O God the Father. They never say, God the Father, come preceptor. No, they simply speak of the Father. He is the purifier, and he is also the Guru. The purifier and the bestower of salvation for all is one. No human being can be the bestower of salvation or the purifier of this impure world. Father says there is so much adulteration and corruption. I now have to uplift everyone through you mothers and kumaris. All of you Brahma kumars and kumaris are brothers and sisters. Otherwise, how would you receive the grandfather's inheritance? You receive the grandfather's inheritance for 21 generations of the kingdom of heaven. The earning is so great. This is a true income from the true Father. The Father is the Father, teacher, and Satguru. He demonstrates everything to us practically. Here, it isn't that when the guru dies, his disciple takes the gadi. Those gurus are physical. This one is the spiritual guru. This has to be understood very clearly. This is something completely new. You understand that it is not a human being who is teaching you. Shiv Baba, the ocean of knowledge, the purifier, is teaching us through this body. Your intellects go to Shiv Baba. In those spiritual gatherings, their intellects go to human beings. All of that is the path of devotion. You now sing, you are the mother and father, and we are your children. He is the only one. However, Baba tells you how he comes and makes you belong to him. He says, I am your father. Therefore, I take the support of this one's body. So Brahma is my wife and also my child. Shiv Baba adopts you children through him, and so he is also the senior mother. He doesn't have a mother of his own. Saraswati is called the world mother. She has been appointed to look after all of you. Saraswati is the goddess of this knowledge. She is the junior mother. These are very deep matters. You are now studying this deep study. You have to pass with respect. Lakshmi and Narayan passed with respect. They received the biggest scholarship of all. They didn't have to experience any punishment. The father says, "Remember me as much as possible." This is what is called the ancient yoga of Bharat. The father says, "I tell you the essence of all the Vedas and scriptures. I taught you Raj Yoga, through which you attained your reward." That knowledge then disappeared. Therefore, how could it have continued from time immemorial? There are no scriptures, etc. there. The knowledge of all the other religions, Islam, Buddhism, etc., doesn't disappear. Their knowledge continues from the time they begin. Everyone knows about it. However, the father says, no one knows this knowledge that I give you. Bharat becomes unhappy. I come and make it constantly happy. The father says, I am sitting in an ordinary body. Your intellect's yoga should remain with the father. The father of souls is the supreme father, the supreme soul. He is the father of all of you children, and all are his children. All souls are impure at this time. The father says, I have come here in a practical way. Destruction is just standing ahead. You understand that there will be fire everywhere, and that everyone's body will be burnt in that. All souls have to return home. It isn't that they will merge into the Brahm element or into the light. The Brahm Samjis ignite a light and call that their temple of Brahm. In fact, that is the great element of Brahm where all souls reside. At first, that is our temple. Pure souls reside there. Human beings don't understand these things. The Father, the ocean of knowledge, sits here and explains to you children that you are now gods of knowledge and that you will then become Raj Rajeswar, princes and princesses. It is in your intellects that the purifier, our most beloved Baba, has come and is giving us our inheritance of heaven. This doesn't sit in the intellects of some. There are so many sitting here, but no one's intellect has 100% faith. Some have 80% and others have 50%. And some don't even have that much faith. They are total failures. It is definitely number-wise. There are many who don't have faith. They try to have faith. Okay, even if they do have faith, Maya is very strong. They forget Baba. This Brahma himself says that he was a strong devotee. He did devotion for 63 births, and you also did the same. You too did devotion for 63 births. You received happiness for 21 births, and then you became devotees. After devotion, there is disinterest. Sannyasis also use these terms. Knowledge, devotion and disinterest. They have disinterest in their homes and families. That is called limited disinterest, whereas your disinterest is unlimited. Sannyasis would leave their homes and go into the forests. There is no one in the forests now. All the caves are empty, because although they were Satopratan at first, they have now become Tamopratan. Now they don't have any strength. You had the strength in the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Look where you have now reached after taking rebirth. There is no strength left at all. The government here says they don't believe in religion. There is a lot of damage caused through religion. They fight and quarrel and continue to hold conferences for all religions to unite. However, ask them, how can they unite? Everyone is now going to return home. Baba has come, and this world is to become a graveyard. This is a variety tree. How can they become one? They don't understand anything. When there was one religion in Bharat, they were called deities, who followed undivided directions. Duality means devils. Baba says, your religion is one that gives a lot of happiness. You know that you have to take 84 births. You should have the faith that you have taken 84 births. We have to go back and then return here. It is explained to you people of Bharat that you have completed 84 births. This is now the last of your many births. This isn't explained to just one, but it is explained to the whole of you Pandav army. You are guides, and you teach this spiritual pilgrimage. And this is why you are called the Pandav army. Neither the Kauravs or the Pandavs have a kingdom now. You are subjects, and they too are subjects. It is said that the Kauravs and Pandavs are brothers, and that the Pandavs have the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, on their side. Only the Father comes and teaches you how to conquer Maya. You, who belong to the original eternal deity religion, are non-violent. Non-violence is the supreme religion. The main thing is not to use the sword of lust. The people of Bharat believe that not slaughtering cows is the only form of non-violence. However, Baba says, don't use the sword of lust. That is called the greatest form of violence. In the Golden Age, there is neither the sword of lust, nor any fighting or quarrelling. Both of those exist here. The sword of lust causes sorrow from the time it begins through the middle to the end. You come down the ladder. You people of Bharat have taken 84 births. It used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan, and they took rebirth. Each birth is one step of the ladder. From here, you jump up to the very top. It takes you 5,000 years to come down the 84 steps, and you then climb up from here in a second. Who grants you liberation in life in a second? The Father. Everyone has now completely fallen to the ground. The Father says, now simply remember me alone. Your intellects must remember that the play has now come to an end and that we have to return home. We have to remember our father and our home. First, remember Baba, and he will show you the way home. Your sins will be absolved by having remembrance of the Father. Not a single sin will be cut away by remembering the Brahm element. Only the Supreme Soul is the purifier. No one in the world understands how he purifies. The Father definitely has to come to establish heaven. The Father has come, and so you children celebrate his birthday. You cannot tell at what precise moment, time or date he came. How could you tell when Shiv Baba came? Many have visions. At first we used to consider him to be omnipresent, or we used to say that each soul is the Supreme Soul. Now we know him accurately. Baba continues to tell us deep things every day. You ordinary children are studying such elevated knowledge. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. In order to pass with respect, make effort to become free from punishment. Only by staying in remembrance can you claim a right to a scholarship. 2. Become a true Pandav and take everyone on this spiritual pilgrimage. Don't commit any type of violence. Blessing. May you become a charitable soul with the stage of a lighthouse and thereby stop performing sinful actions. Where there is light, there cannot be any sinful actions. By your constantly having the stage of a lighthouse, Maya cannot make you perform any sinful actions, because you would become a constantly charitable soul. A charitable soul cannot perform any sinful actions, even in his thoughts. Where there is sin, there cannot be remembrance of the Father. Have this determined thought. I am a charitable soul, and sin cannot come in front of me. Do not allow any sin to enter your dreams or thoughts. Slogan. Those who observe every scene as a detached observer remain constantly cheerful. Aviat signal. Make your foundation of faith strong and remain constantly fearless and carefree. The children whose intellects have faith remain constantly cheerful and carefree. Worry finishes your happiness, but if you are carefree, you remain constantly happy. When you ask the questions, what happened, how did it happen, what will happen, in any situation there is worry. Why, what and how are waves of worry. Some then say, why does this happen to me all the time? Why do I have all these bondages? Why does Maya come after me? Why are my karmic bondages so severe? To ask why means to have ways of worry. Those who are free from these worries are carefree. Om Shanti.